And it's time now for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care and Generator Supercenter.
Thank you, Craig. Well, we've got the latest crop of nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And there are several first-timers on the list, as there usually are. As a matter of fact, 10 of the 17 nominees are on the ballot for the first time. Now, when I look at the ones that are on for the first time, some of these are a little surprising to me. And I would have thought they would have been up before. But Jeff Buckley's on the list. Phil Collins is on the list.
Never been up.
That's crazy.
I would have thought he would have been up before.
He's
I would
in
have
for
thought
Genesis.
He would have been up 20 years ago.
He's already in for Genesis, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
This is...
If you're already in, then why...
I don't get that either. If you're in the... So, you're inducted as a group is inducted, and then an individual can be inducted.
Yeah.
It seems like they need to stabilize that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in as an individual... I mean, if you're in as a person in a band, you're just in the Rock and Roll Hall
of
Fame now.
Yeah.
Because it's way too weird... Like, the NFL doesn't do it to where they induct whole teams and then induct individual players.
Yeah, I can see why they do it in that he did have just a second career as a solo artist.
Yeah.
Same
a bigger
with Sting,
career.
I guess, yeah.
But, yeah, so he's up now individually. But the rule is, what, 25 years after your first... your first release, you're eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Well, his solo stuff was more than 25 years ago.
Yeah.
So that seems crazy to me that he's just now coming up for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a solo artist.
Maybe they're penalizing him for his dubious Alamo collection.
Why is it dubious?
Because a lot of the stuff he bought from a shady source that just said, this is Davy Crockett's knife, and he bought it.
And it was plastic.
First of all, Jim Bowie was the one with the knife.
This is Davy Crockett's hat. And Phil Collins has a lot of stuff in his collection that has not been certified.
Well, he bought that stuff to get it off of the market.
Oh, okay.
From shady dealers. And he's done more than you ever have to preserve the... memory of the
Texas
Alamo.
History.
Yeah, you haven't done jack squat.
It's been very low on my to-do list to preserve the history of the Alamo. I think I've done as much as you.
Well, here's a British guy who was higher on his list. That says a lot about you, Craig, as a so-called Texan.
Okay,
clearly
Karen.
From Oklahoma.
Okay, Karen.
You know, I hear a lot of negative talk.
He just won with that.
I hear a lot of negative talk about Phil Collins, but I don't think you can take away from how big he was in the 80s. He had some great songs.
Name one. Susu Studio?
The entire Face Value album was great. That was one of my favorite records of all time.
Was that Billy, Don't You Lose My Number?
No, that was In the Air. In the Air Tonight was on that.
Great song.
Which that is a great song.
We've
he had a gorilla on drums on that song. Did you know that?
No,
I've seen the footage of it.
It's a dumb video. I know we fought about this song before. I think Mist Again's a great song. This Must Be Love. He did a Beatles cover on there, Tomorrow Never Knows. It was a really, really good record.
We all agree he should be in.
Yeah.
Yes. We're just surprised it's taken this long.
No, I know. I wasn't saying if it's a debate on being in. I'm just saying he seems to be very minimized now, and I don't think that's fair to Phil Collins.
I don't know. I think he's had a resurgence.
I don't think so.
I saw where it may have been Drumeo did a big documentary on him, and he's an incredible drummer, or was. You know, now he's so disabled he can't really play drums anymore. But yeah, I think that and Air Tonight is entered the zeitgeist as being, I mean, that's like a meme song now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that's
so
good.
Melissa Etheridge, Come to My Window. Now, this is the first time for her being up for induction.
What, just that song?
No, I was cueing him to play that song because we're going to talk Melissa Etheridge here. But, yeah, name her other big hits, Craig.
I know that...
I Want to Come Over.
She had a child with Julie Cyphers that was... the actual biological child of David Crosby. Did that get her in the hall?
I don't think it has anything to do with it.
No, but it is a weird note that Melissa Etheridge got Lou Diamond Phillips' ex pregnant with David Crosby's sperm.
Right. Very weird note.
Hey, how does that happen?
Why did he become, and we've asked this before, why he became the go-to guy
for sperm?
Sperm donation.
Well, if you're a musician, he's musically talented.
Yeah, but he looks like a walking train wreck.
Well, now,
no offense, but
I don't know that anybody else has gone to him for sperm, have they?
Yeah, I thought somebody else did. And that's what we're used to.
You thought somebody else went to David Crosby for sperm.
I believe so. We used to talk about that.
Put that on his
Why is he a go-to guy?
How many somebody else's have gone to David Crosby for sperm?
Tell us what ChatGPT says about that.
It just says he was a sperm donor for Melissa Etheridge and Julie Seifert.
There you go. Mm,
okay.
So she's up for the first time. NXS is up for the first time as well. Hold on. We go to NXS.
Now here's more. Following Crosby's death in 2023, Etheridge revealed that he had donated sperm to several other couples as well, stating, "We're still finding kids from David Crosby out in the world."
Okay.
Where else would they find them?
I guess no other celebrity couples, but.
Okay.
Okay, then the other couples don't count.
Right.
Okay, NXS.
Yes, they should be in.
Absolutely.
100%.
Huge band from the 80s.
And they were from Australia.
Into the 90s.
Right?
Yep.
And they had three brothers.
Was
it three people in the band that were the Ferris brothers?
What? I don't know.
And, of course, the lead singer, Michael Hutchins, who had a baby with Bob Geldof's ex, Peaches. Remember that whole love triangle they had that was weird?
I don't know. We should slow this entire conversation down over the last 10 minutes.
But then he hung himself.
Yeah.
Because of Live Aid.
No. Unrelated.
Tim, John, and Andrew Ferris. Correct.
Oh, that was the love triangle.
Yes.
No, those were the brothers.
Oh. So, Michael Hutchins. I once supposedly had his Doc Martens.
How?
Dr. Matt gave them to me.
Okay, I'm insane now.
A dentist gave me Michael Hutchins' Doc Martens.
Okay. How did he get them?
He said he went backstage and Michael Hutchins gave them to him.
Okay.
But they were real small. They were like a size 3. They were like baby Doc Martens.
That's a great story.
Yeah. So yes, they should get in the Hall of Fame. New on the ballot this year, first time nominees, New Edition, Pink. Oh, Pink. What about that one? Now that's a artist that has divided the show tremendously.
I don't know why. She contributed. She was huge.
Yeah, but
late 90s, early aughts. Did she what?
But she lost weight.
What does that matter?
You were saying she was huge, and I thought that was a little rude the way you were talking about
her. In popularity.
Doesn't the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame have a problem in that they let way too many people in? Like, she'll get in.
Yeah, 17 nominees.
Dolly Parton got in. All these people that aren't really rock and roll get
in. Yeah, well, it's just the Music Hall of Fame.
They need to rename it.
Yeah. So this song, do you know who wrote this song for Pink? And produced this album.
The Ferris Brothers.
I used to know.
Dan Marino.
It wasn't Dan Marino.
Yeah, let's use Dan Marino as a placeholder.
No, it was the same woman who brought us the great hit, who wrote and sang, "And so I wake up in the morning and I get real high and I get real high and I get real high."
Boy, I always liked this song. I always hated that song.
And I say...
No.
And do you like the way she just gives up on the lyrics? And I say, hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah. That's someone who, when you're songwriting, that's what you do. You're just singing into the little dictaphone. and you just filler lyrics, and then she never took them out.
Yeah, I know a lot of people love to sing along to that song. I don't get it.
Well, the reason it's a hit is because it's somehow a sing-along song.
Yeah.
So
talk about a song that's had a resurgence.
Oh, my gosh, yes, that
it's
song
like
of all songs.
If you go to a karaoke bar, you will hear that three times if you stay there long enough.
Also on the first-time nominee list, Shakira, Luther Vandross, he's now up.
Greatness.
He sold more than 25 million albums, including Here and Now and Any Love.
Why don't they do a tie-in with the Grammys and make it the Grammy Hall of Fame or something? Because it's not...
Hey, we went to the Grammy Hall of Fame in Atlanta. Remember that? Did
oh,
you
yeah.
go with me or Kat?
No,
that was
I don't
me
think
and Kat.
I did.
Yeah, they've already got that.
Oh, okay.
Luther died in 2005.
If it's a music Hall of Fame, Luther should 1,000% be in. But Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Facts.
Yeah. So it's not just rock and roll.
He shouldn't get
it's
in.
It's all genres.
How about the Black Crowes? She Talks to Angels. That's a good song, right? Wow, you don't like that song.
It's not one of my favorites.
Huh.
I like Hard to Handle.
Well, that's an Otis Redding song.
Yeah, but
they did a good job.
They had a hit with it, yeah.
Mariah Carey is up. Wait, she's not in it?
Hmm.
That's weird. Mariah Carey?
Weird.
Yeah.
Did not make it on her first attempt? That makes zero sense.
People driven crazy by the Christmas song, and they voted against her.
Mariah Carey had so many number one hits.
Yeah.
I think they kept her out because of her dubious Alamo collection.
No. Lauryn Hill. Billy Idol is up this year. Not his first time.
Should be in.
But he, of course, wrote our theme song for Strike Force, which is our crime-fighting. It's the crime-fighting offshoot of the Musers. We have a podcast, we have a crime-fighting force, and we have a radio show.
When we hear this song, we put on our capes and snap into action.
Yes, although it's unclear what that action is.
Right.
Because we never get really directions
they
to a crime
do.
Scene.
No.
We just change costumes.
They don't do.
Yeah, we have no commissioner that tells us where to go. Or
then there's Iron Maiden.
Surprised they're not in.
Well, because they're spare. They had just, one good song, I Living After Midnight.
That was Judas Priest.
Oh.
Idiot.
Joy Division and New Order. Joy Division / New Order. Love Will Tear Us Apart was a very influential song. So, okay. New Edition. Oasis.
Yeah,
I guess they didn't get
no
in
brainer.
On their first time.
Yeah.
Sade. Sade.
I think she's great.
Shakira. Hips Don't Lie.
You're starting to repeat yourself.
Yeah, you already
had her.
Okay,
Sade. Stevie and Aretha and Stevie.
What about Sade?
I love her. I think she ought to be
Oasis.
In.
Okay. Stop
All
it.
Right. Oh.
You're done.
And Wu-Tang Clan.
Okay.
So those are the nominees, Brother. The 17 Brother. Nominees Brother. For the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And they all deserve to be in there. So basically anyone they nominate should be in there. I don't know the rules of – because they don't have a limit, so they could induct all 17.
You have to have a percentage?
Ooh, good question.
Of the vote?
Percentage of the vote.
The criteria is. It's yeah, a weird Hall of Fame.
It is. It's an unstable
Hall of Fame. The
Hall of Fame's
got a lot of problems.
By the way, Gordon, the child of Michael Hutchins that you were trying to come up with.
Tiger Lily?
Yeah, very close. Heavenly Harani Tiger Lily Hutchins Geldof is her full name.
Okay.
Wait. Hutchins and Geldof is in the name?
Yes. Heavenly Harani Tiger Lily Hutchins Geldof, because after Michael Hutchins took his life, Bob Geldof adopted her, so she added his name as well.
But she was a love child, wasn't she?
No, Michael Hutchins and TV presenter Paula Yates had Heavenly Harani Tiger Lily. And then when Hutchins died, Geldof used to be married to Yates, and so had half-siblings with her, and so adopted Heavenly Harani Tiger Lily Hutchins Geldof.
Okay, so Geldof and Hutchins didn't overlap on top of Yates. Right?
Correct.
Okay.
And so the Hutchins child went to the Geldof family to join her half-siblings.
Okay, so they could be complete siblings.
So they
again.
Could be complete. Yes.
Okay. It's going to be one of those.